Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-host is Steven.
Hello, TSARP.
Wow. All right, today we have very exciting news. We got some leaks for the Google Pixel 9. They were just released. I don't actually know who leaked them, but whoever did, Google's probably not too happy. I don't know. All these big tech companies always have leaks going on, and then, like, you would think that would be, like, illegal, but they don't care. They literally don't care. It's the weirdest thing ever, but, you know, that's just how the world is. So we got some pictures here of the Pixel 9, or supposedly the Pixel 9. We don't actually know. You never know if these leaks are real, but from what we know, they're real. So here you can continue. By the way, Steven, we're very far apart since Sam's not here today. We're so far. Okay, so here's some photos we got. The camera looks a little different. I think I might see some new sensors in there, too. That looks a little cool. I'll take a look at the specs in a second. What I like, and we've seen this on a lot and a lot of phones, and really Apple is the latest, the last person to do it, but, like, start opening up more of the screen, remove the bezels. Now we have the dynamic island on the iPhone. But I like how the Google Pixel just have a tiny little dot. All right, so let's take a look at anything that we do know about this. By the way, the Google Pixel 9 Pro will be the flag, or the Google Pixel 9 Pro flagship. Okay, that's the top of the top. We're thinking maybe they release other models, but from what we know, Google Pixel 9 Pro flagship is the top of the top.
Is this starting to become Apple?
Yeah, I know. It's saying that that because of its completely flat edges, which is interesting, that's a new iPhone thing. They're saying it's giving off iPhone vibes, which, you know, I can see that. I can see that. But that's not the only major design change on the phone, because it looks like Google may have also redesigned the rear camera bar. I saw, like, the front facing. Oh, no, sorry, the rear camera bar. That's what I said. And I said it looked like there's some sensors in there. This is very interesting. I wonder if we can get any confirmed data soon, but they are saying that the Google Pixel 9 will be coming out, not too soon. It's going to be a little while. So, we'll let you know. We'll let you know if we get a release date in the coming months. But pretty interesting. Let's move into, by the way, everyone, stay tuned for the later topics, okay, because we got some very interesting news. We got some Dwayne The Rock Johnson news. Yeah, never thought I would say that on TSARP, which is very interesting. And I know a lot about this because it falls right into one of my favorite things. I can't wait to tell you all. Stay tuned. It's really funny. All right. So today's tech fun fact is, we have three. Oh, my gosh. On this day in 2003, the last successful contact with Pioneer 10 was made. I believe that Pioneer 10... Oh, wait, did I just mess up my OBS? No. Pioneer 10 was a satellite, or is a satellite, that was basically just shot out into space, very far away, and then we lost contact with it in 2003. It was launched in 1972, okay, and it traveled to planet Jupiter. And I believe that what happened is, that's what happened. Yeah, it just went shooting out of the solar system. It gained escape velocity from what I can see and just pew, right into space. So we'll probably never see it again, and we lost contact in 2003. So it's probably really, really far out there. All right. What else we have here? This is very interesting for all you programmers. On this day in 1993, Java was released.
Six.
1996. What did I say? 99? 93. Oh, 93. 1996, Java was released. Java, if you don't know, is a very large... Is that Siri?
I think so.
Siri's now on TSARP, everyone. Say hi to Siri. Apparently, there's updates coming to Siri, too. Like, AI updates?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one really knows because it's Apple and they don't leak things, unlike Google. But, all right. Anyway, Java is one of the largest programming languages in the world. Most people get it confused with JavaScript. Completely different. Do different things. Type differently. The only similarity is that it's a programming language and it shares part of the name. All right. We also have on this day in 18... 1855, the first bridge over the Mississippi River was opened. What is with this Mississippi stuff? We've been talking about the Mississippi River 2 days in a row. This isn't even tech news. Besides, I mean, it's low tech. It's a bridge, but this is
we like the things in Mississippi.
Yeah,
In the 1800s, that was pretty high tech.
It was. Well, yeah, because what was low tech then, or low tech now, was high tech then. All right, we got a very... Okay, so this is interesting. This is interesting because I did it, everyone. Okay, now if you go to tsarp.live, it might take a little while to load. I don't know why. We've had some problems with it, but trust me, it will load. It's our website. I did a little work on the tsarp website. It looks pretty sick, okay? We got the TSARP logo up here. We got Eric in the sun up in the top right. And when you scroll down, you get our latest episode, which is the one we're currently doing. Can you believe that? And then below that, we have TSARP on X. You can go follow us. And up at the top, we have a big red subscribe button. So I think it's pretty cool.
I like the big red button.
Pretty simplistic. You know, I didn't want anything too crazy. It just has our episode. You know what we do? It's got X down there and it's got YouTube up here. So pretty cool. If you guys have any other features that you think like we should add, we can do that. I was thinking maybe a link to the stream emojis. Because if you didn't know, we have the stream emojis in the description. And when you click on that link, that link brings you to where you can go click the emojis and they'll show up in the bottom right of our screen. So that's in the chat now. When you click on the emojis, okay, they pop up right where you see that subscribe button or subscribe counter in the bottom right. Speaking of the subscribe counter, you should all click subscribe, click like, share with a friend, because if you don't click like, we're just going to have to defenestrate you out the window. If you didn't know, defenestrate means to throw you out a window. It's also Mr. Farrar's favorite word. It's also my favorite word, defenestrate. I haven't said it in a long time, but it's an awesome word. All right. I think, should we get to Dwayne? Because it's epic news, Dwayne. Okay, we got some epic The Rock news. So I'll get to I'll say it. So today, Dwayne The Rock Johnson rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, and it was pretty epic. I got some footage here. It's not the best. I can probably get a little better too. But as you should be able to see on screen, there is Dwayne, oh, they can't hear us. Sorry, you haven't been able to hear us. That's horrible. But this is Dwayne The Rock Johnson on screen right now, as you probably can hear. He's ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
I mean, we rang the bell at NASDAQ, and I think it would have been cooler if we rang the bell at NASDAQ, because we're cool, and The Rock's cool, and it would just be really cool, but no, it was the New York Stock Exchange.
So you're telling me that we're on almost the same level as Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, the same. It's the same. They play the NASDAQ footage back to back. Right next to, not even back.
They don't put them back.
They put them right beside the New York Stock Exchange. So we're really on the same level as Dwayne The Rock Johnson, everyone. I think that deserves a subscribe and a like. By the way, we're doing this cool epic thing.
Okay, we're trying to expand TSARP, you know.
There's this cool server, and if you're any of you are Scratchers, right, you do a lot of Scratch. There's this cool Discord server called Scratch Coders. I'll put the link in the chat. If you like Scratch, go find some Scratch people in there. Pretty cool. Go check it out.
All right. So let's do some of these other speedrun topics we got here.
Let me take a look. Maybe we'll actually go fast today. I don't know. Sometimes we go real slow. Okay. Okay. So breaks more records. Okay. Because we talked about this yesterday. Pal World breaks more records. 1.8 million peak players puts its second in most played on the all-time leaderboard. I've never heard of Pal World. Yes, Steven? Besides yesterday.
You know, Andrew, I have a theory. Not more of a theory, it's more of a this will happen. I think that by the end of this week, Pal World will be the most played game in all of Steam history.
Is it like really good? Like I've never heard.
Yes,
it
actually is really good.
Oh, okay, maybe is it free or do you have to pay for it?
It's $30.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll check it out. All right. We also got GimKit adds the crafting table device to GimKit Creative, allowing crafting and farming mechanics in your creative maps. I know a lot of people are GimKit Creative fans, and GimKit fans, obviously, here on TSARP, we are too. And that's pretty epic because, you know, they're always adding features. They've got a great development team. They got a lot of love for the programs that they make, and it's great to see they're always updating. Pretty awesome. All right, we also have you can now add tags to your Fall Guys creative maps. I wish Sam was here because that's his topic. I don't think he's gonna be here tomorrow either.
That's a lot and wild.
Yeah, you guys weren't here. No, you guys. You, Steven, weren't here the other day. Now Sam's not here. It's so sad. I've only missed one episode in the history of TSARP, which I didn't technically have to miss. We just had to move it later, but I said, no, I'm going to see how it goes. And, well, we all know how it went. Never doing that again. Actually, no. I just thought of something. Sam's not going to be here tomorrow, and I was about to say, because I have to do this, I won't be here tomorrow either.
Uh-oh.
So, Steven, looks like you got some hosting to do. Yay! I'll probably be here for, like, the first 5 minutes just to kick it off, but then I gotta go. And if all goes well, I could tell you what it is in, like, a few months. The reason I wasn't here, but I can't right now. So, yeah, maybe Sam will be able to make it, or maybe we'll find some other hosts. All right, let's continue on here. We got LEGO Fortnite adds launch pads and many more. Wow, I haven't played Fortnite in 5 months, but I did play a little LEGO Fortnite. I know people love it. Just like GimKit, they're always adding features, right? It's an ever-evolving game. I don't think they're ever going to remove LEGO Fortnite. Like, I think that's going to stay forever, from what I know. Like,
no, it definitely is.
Yeah, because they're putting so much work into it. And it's a really cool game from what I've done. I just haven't been able to dedicate too much time to it. Also, the reason Dwayne The Rock Johnson rang the bell at the New York Stock Exchange was because, this was part of the reason. It wasn't the whole reason, but WWE Raw is coming to Netflix in January 2024. The streaming wars is crazy, guys. They're all trying to get different, like, license to put different TV shows on there, and one of those is now, as we know, WWE Raw. Now they'll have it. Yeah, I believe they said 2024, it will come to Netflix, which is pretty exciting for all those WWE fans. I'm not really a WWE fan. I don't know too much about it, but there you go. All right, Netflix, good company. Their stocks, people think they're as a stock, it's going to go up, from what I know. Also, the S&P 500 finished at all-time highs today. Pretty epic. Buy stocks, children. That's what I'm going to say. I have a referral link, but I haven't, like, I'll put it in the chat just because, like, why not? But I haven't really advertised it, but I really should. It's for an app where if you want to start investing at a young age, learn how to invest. It has great courseware on it, too. And you can learn, and your parents can monitor what you're buying. They can approve it. If they say, no, that's a risky stock, I don't think I allow it, they can deny it. So, convince your parents if you want to be rich one day. It's a great way to start.
I like to be rich.
Being rich is nice. Though I don't know. Okay, why did I have to say that? The conspiracy theories are going to start again. You know, I guess the best way to just get rid of it is to ignore it. I didn't say that. All right. Steven, while I get this referral link up, because it was not ready to go, you want to do our last topic of the day. This one, it's really sad. We've been seeing so much this lately, and I'm going to talk about it again, because I just don't know what is, actually, I can say it because I got the referral link, but I don't know what is going on, really, because it's just so much. Anyway, Riot Games, which I believe, Steven, do they make Valorant? Or am I making that?
Okay,
League of Legends. Okay, I had that right. Laid off 530 employees. Okay, that is 11%, I believe I saw, Steven, if you can double check that, 11%. Of their company, of all the employees at the company. We saw, I believe, Google, definitely, and then Discord,
Amazon,
just all these huge companies laying off people.
And Wayfair.
I don't know what's doing it. Oh, yeah, we saw Wayfair. I don't know what's doing it. I'm thinking maybe I said like maybe just AI. I mean, my two ideas were AI and something in the financial year that is causing this. But I think it wouldn't be such a weird thing if it was something in the financial year, because people would be like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. You know, this event is causing it, or this, they're doing this for X reason, like tax reason. But then people wouldn't be scared. But this is just really weird. Stephen, don't worry. T-Sarp won't lay you off. You're good. You're good, Stephen.
Yay.
All right. So I think that about does it for the speed run. But we do have, I believe, a game to play. It's a very interesting game. I'm probably going to fail at it. Actually, this is going to be really embarrassing. Maybe I can't play it. I'm a horrible speller. And this game is a spelling bee. Mr. Ferrara made it today. It's a spelling bee and Hatch, and I'm not going to do well. But anyway.
Oh, I love this.
The link for the referral code link for that app that I was talking about is now in chat. I was just able to pull it up. It's in Discord chat too. I just put it in there. So go check it out. Pretty cool. Black holes in the chat. Pretty awesome. By the way, okay. If you want to help my spelling abilities, okay, it would be very nice if you could like and subscribe, because maybe I'll get better at spelling. We're almost to 155, guys. We're at 154. Also, remember the subscriber counter in the bottom right will go up. All right. Let's see. All right. Okay. So I was gonna play the game. Also, oh wait, I gotta do an announcement about the T-Sarp Game Awards. So if you guys make games or GimKit maps, okay, so both the GimKit and coding community, listen up. So we now have the T-Sarp Game Awards, where it's a link to a form which is currently in the description, but I can send it in the chat too, and you can submit your best GimKit creative map from last year, or your best game overall, like if you make Hatch games, Unity games, website games, submit it to the link. We have three links in chat. You can submit it to the link in the form. If you don't, or I mean, you can do that. There's also a challenge on Kidoyo if you want a badge, if you're ready on Kidoyo. So in CodeLI, but you might be wondering, what's the prize? All right, so you'll get a very special role in the Discord, bragging rights, and if you are the best overall, not just in your category, you'll win a Kidoyo passport, which is valued up to $95, which is pretty cool. Getting yeah, some good rewards there. So
it's a lot of dollars.
It's a lot of dollars. You're getting a lot of dollars there. And Kidoyo, if you didn't know, is a platform that incredibly increases your knowledge of coding. They got great courses on there, and mentors too. See, that can help you out for free. I mean, you're
like
getting
Andrew.
This for free because we're sending it to you. I'm a mentor, and I am legally forced to help you. Okay, that's not completely true. It's kind of true, but I get demoted if I don't help you. So I actually have to help you. So anyway, it's a really epic prize, and you get the Discord role, and bragging rights. All right, so let's play the spelling bee game that I'm really scared to do, because I'm not good at spelling. But I think, again, maybe the likes will help me here. But you should all be able to see my screen. This is it, everyone.
It's very exciting.
Let's see.
Oh.
It's spelling bee. I will give you a word and you will spell it.
Double.
Make sure to spell your word in all low.
In all low.
Your word is jealous.
Okay. J. Okay. We know that. And then E A L.
Gel.
I think that's gel. Right.
Us.
Okay.
I'm not gonna put a U S.
That would be dumb.
I think there's an O.
This one's not too difficult.
I think there's an O.
I think that's jealous.
Right.
Okay.
That is correct.
It's correct.
Okay.
Further.
Let me say multiple letters at one time.
F-U-R-T-H-E-R.
That one's easy too, right?
That is correct.
Perfect. That is correct.
Encyclopedia.
Hold on. Okay.
My word's encyclopedia if you didn't hear it.
This one's going to be a little difficult. Okay.
According to Mr. Ferrara, the entire list of words that he has are all sixth grade spelling bee words from like the official list.
Oh, okay. So I just realized.
I think I'm an idiot. It's not in. It's E-N. Cyclops, right?
I honestly have no idea how to spell encyclopedia, Andrew.
And then Pedia. It's not rock science, right? I hope this is spelling.
That doesn't look right, though.
Maybe?
I don't know how he changed it.
Okay, that is correct.
I got that correct.
Action.
Oh my goodness. Action.
Okay, that's easy, right? It's A-C-T-I-O-N, right?
That is correct. Your word is pressure.
Pressure. Is there multiple?
I think there's two S's, right?
Pressure.
Yeah, that is correct.
That's correct. I'm doing a lot better than I thought I would.
Myth.
It's just like that, right?
M-Y-T-H.
That is correct.
Okay.
Poem.
What did it say?
Wait, I missed that.
Pawn?
What's it?
Pawn?
P-O-N?
Is that?
I'm sorry.
No.
That is incorrect.
Oh, P-O-N-E?
Please go sit in the loser section with Sam.
Please go sit in the loser section with Sam.
That's so sick, Sam's not here today.
So we can't. It's like hitting a man when he's down.
All right, well, there you go.
That was the T-Sar spelling bee.
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe we should get everyone up here and have them spell.
That would be incredibly horrible.
All right, well, thank you all for tuning in today. Make sure to check out those links that I sent because we got a bunch in chat. We got referral code so you can go start investing. We got the TSARB website. That's the TSARB website is TSARB.live. That's the emojis. You don't care about those anymore. The bottom one is the link to go submit your game kit maps and games for the TSARB Game Awards. You have to have them in by Wednesday, and the The award ceremony is Friday. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you back here tomorrow. I might not see you for long, though. Bye-bye.